So the disciples just told Jesus about how they discouraged and tried to stop someone who was doing miracles in Jesus' name because he wasn't one of the 12. So here was Jesus' response in Mark 9:42. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. Then he says in verse 50, salt is good. But if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. Then he says, if anything causes you to fall away, cut it off completely. It's that serious. So what is Jesus telling us here? He's saying that if there's anything in us that is causing us to lead someone astray or to discourage them from their ministry or stop them from serving the Lord, then we need to cut it off completely. Because once salt loses its flavor, it can't be made salty again. It's flavorless, dull, and not fulfilling its purpose. See, we need to be aware of our heart posture. We always should be encouraging others in their ministries and in their walk with the Lord. See, salt makes everything taste better. It's encouraging and brings out better flavors, but it's also used to purify things. In both cases, it leaves what it's touched better off. And that is how we should leave our encounters with others. We should leave them better than we found them. We should love, encourage, and push forward and be a help to others. We should have salt among ourselves and be at peace with everyone. That's what Jesus is trying to teach us here.